Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure. As we continue to celebrate Small Business Week, I'm broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, my favorite city in America. And of course, we're celebrating my favorite people in the world, small business owners. Somebody who also is always happy to celebrate small business owners because he cares as much about you as I do, and that's our good friend Steve Martin. Steve is an original member of the Brain Trust, a long time friend of ours. He's a great friend of yours, whether you know it or not, and he's here right now. Steve Martin, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much. And, of course, since I am a small business, it's always great to support small business.
Exactly, yeah. Well, see, folks, you've heard me say this before. You've heard me tell you that 9 out of 10 of our Brain Trust members are small business owners, just like you. If they've written a book, if they've got a consulting firm, if they got a company that they, you know, something that whatever they're promoting, you know, which is the quid pro quo of when you to get content, to get information, most of these people are small business owners, just like Steve Martin. So Steve, you and I are, you know, when I talk to my audience about the things that we talk about, you know, they know that I'm walking the talk and living it just like they're living it. You know, you and I have all the same challenges, all the same things that go bump in the night as everybody else. So when we talk about these things, it's our life too, isn't it?
Absolutely, Jim. And, you know, my first experience was in multi-billion-dollar corporations. I've been independent now for over a decade, but I've seen it from both sides. And it's tough whether you're large or small, but I think the small business folks really have the hardest row to hoe, as they say.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
Particularly with the economy doing what it's doing at this point in time.
You know, Steve, the economy is this is you're like, you know, you're almost as old as I am, Steve, and I remember my first recession was 1969. I was in college. And I remembered, I actually wrote a paper on that recession. And then we had the two in the 70s. We had the two in the 80s, the early 80s. Then we had the one in the early 90s that wasn't much of one. We had one about 6 or 7 years ago that wasn't much of one. Eight years ago, it wasn't very big. This one is the weirdest one. This, whatever we're having right now, if it's a recession or a banana or whatever you want to call it, this is a weird one because it's not across the board, Steve. It's not affecting everybody. I'll give you an example. Last Thursday, I spoke to a couple hundred small business owners in Raleigh, North Carolina, at the chamber there. And I said, raise your hand if you think we're in a recession. Not one person raised their hand.
Isn't that something?
Now, maybe they're in denial. Maybe they didn't want to raise their hand. But, you know, we'd gotten to know each other a little bit. They knew it wasn't a trick question. Nobody was going to hurt them or anything like that. But I just think that whatever's going on is not exactly, you know, widespread across the country. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think it is segmented quite substantially. I've talked to a number of small businesses who are really having trouble because, unlike many of the recessions in the past, they're actually seeing significant inflation in the costs of their materials.
That's what's happening for everybody. Now that is a problem.
That's a major problem. Now, at the same time, some are seeing drastic falls in their business levels. Others, not so much. So it really is a mixed bag. But I'll tell you, these increasing energy costs, the cost of food and supplies, and anything right. That's transported, that's a problem.
So what should we do, Steve? You're one of our top management minds in the Brain Trust. What should we do right now just to gird our loins a little bit, just to you know, even if things aren't so bad or whatever position you're in, isn't this a good year? I mean, you know, one of the things I've been talking about all year long is, folks, especially in years like this, I don't care what's happening to you. I don't care what your economy looks like around you. This is probably a good year for all of us to take the time and the energy to really focus on the fundamentals. What do you think?
Oh, Jim, it's absolutely so true. I was talking with the president of a $25 million company just a couple of weeks ago, and they're in their 25th year, $25 million, doing okay. And he said, you know, I wish we had focused on the fundamentals of product development and market development so many years before.
Mm-hmm.
And he's suddenly recognizing, as the banks, he was heading off to a bank meeting, not a good one to be sure, he suddenly realized that they had failed to invest enough time in some of the fundamentals when things were good.
Mm. Yeah.
So
because that was when they were so smart, right?
Well, they were doing great. They were reducing their costs tremendously, Jim, and they've been phenomenally successful in that regard. But they forgot about the growth component. They forgot to look at where their next customer was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So my point for small businesses today, if you're seeing a little slowdown or you think it's on the, it might be coming down the road, this is the time to use your time and energy and focus. Make sure that you take care of your existing customer base and make sure you take a look at what you might be able to do for building that base.
Mm-hmm. What would you suggest? What kind of ideas do you have for us?
Well, Jim, product extension or service extension is obviously a good thing to do on that. But before you step out there, the first thing I'd like you to do is to follow up with your existing customers. Particularly if you're in the service industry, it's a good time to have someone call and say, how are you doing? How are we doing? And get your finger on the pulse of that relationship.
What do you need in 2008? I've been telling my folks, quit listening to the talking heads, start listening to your customers.
Absolutely. And the most powerful question you can ask is, what can I do for you?
Yep.
What's on your mind?
Mm-hmm.
And when you start...
Which is the opposite of, here, would you like to buy the product of the month?
That's exactly right. Because when you ask them what they need or what's bothering them, sooner or later, especially if they trust you and you have some kind of a relationship, they're going to tell you. And that's where your next product or service can come
from. And you have to, when you ask that question, you have to really not really care what the answer is. You can't be sitting there hoping, you know, against hope that what they want is what you sell. You got to be prepared to take whatever they say and help them with it. Even if it's not going to make you a nickel. Stand by 20 after. We're going to be right back with our good friend, Steve Martin. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Management experts. He is our profit pro here on the Brain Trust. If you want to find out how to, I love what somebody told me once, a mentor once told me this, Steve, he said, take care of the pennies and the dollar will take care of themselves.
Yep.
Now, if you want to learn how to take care of the pennies, I mean, Steve squeaks when he walks. He will show you how to squeeze a penny out of a nickel out of a penny, and get 3 cents change. He can help you with that. So, folks, I really think that is one of the big things. And see, this is what happens when business is really good, Steve. When business is really good, we say, "Oh, I can afford that. I can afford that." Blah blah blah. But then when things get tough, that's when we need to start saying, whoa, wait a minute, three more cents? I'm not ready. I don't want to pay for that.
That's exactly right. You know, just look at the cost of flour these days in a little pizza restaurant, which I like to go to down the corner. Its price flour has tripled in the last year.
Yeah.
Now that puts a squeeze on.
That's
look
crazy.
Look at the price of gas. It's doubled and tripled here over a period of time.
Yeah. Well, this is a great example. Good example, and even though maybe your business is not in a recession, there's no question that you're feeling the pressure of your profits being squeezed, because we don't have the pricing power today because we're being squeezed by higher prices. We probably can't raise our prices that much, and that's when our pricing power starts diminishing.
Absolutely. So now you have to work on tightening things up within your organization. Mm-hmm. You've got to cut the waste. You've just got to spend. Take an hour each day, one day a week, and focus on one area in your business and consider the question, what am I wasting? What can I remove from this and save?
How about this question? If I get rid of this, what will it do to my relationship with customers?
That's a good question. Now, you have to make sure that it's a positive or neutral to positive response. Because if it's negative, now you've got to really reevaluate whether or not you should do it.
Shouldn't we get our employees, maybe everybody, not just the management team, but everybody, and get them around a table and say, okay, guys, I'm a small business. We're a small business here. We don't like to lay people off. Not that you'd scare them, not that you do anything like that, guys. We need to hold down our costs. My costs are going up. I can't raise my prices. We're getting squeezed. I want to make sure that every time payroll comes around, a year from now, whenever we can do that. Help. I need you to help us. Help us find ways. I want you to do two things. Help us identify ways that we can cut waste and cut costs. And number two, you be an advocate for our cost cutting. What do you think about that, Steve?
I think that's absolutely critical. I've been a proponent of involving employees in profit improvement for decades. You have to not only ask them to find ways to reduce costs, but you need to ask them to become engaged in improvement. How can we improve our customer service? How can we improve the way we do our jobs? And also look to them for the new products and services, because they probably have a different insight into the customer relationship than you do as a manager or business owner.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean think about that. They're walking around out there and they see things that are being wasted. They probably it doesn't even concern them because it's not their money. But if you have this meeting with them about how the company is, needs to be more frugal and more prudent in the money it spends and what it wastes and become more efficient, now they'll see those things as something that's an investment for them. What do you think?
Oh, not only do I think it's a great idea, that's a key element in the book I wrote, Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay. It's one of the fundamental lessons on how to connect with your employees and your staff and actually start engaging them in the process of making improvements for your company.
And by the way, that book is available at profitpro.us, right?
Well, the best way for them to find it is to go through your site, Jim.
Well, they can do that, yep.
Through askjim.biz or through your site, because the Small Business Advocate visitors get a substantially discounted price.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Thank you for that. See, folks, I negotiated hard. Steve's a tough guy to negotiate. I mean, I worked him over pretty hard to get that discount. I forgot about that. Yeah, folks, just go to my site, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Find Steve. You can find him in the schedule page of the blog and get that discount, too. Or, you know what, I bet if you go to profitpro.us and tell him you heard about it on my site, I bet he might give it to you there, too.
Well, hey, Steve, I can manage that.
Hey, Steve. Thank you for all that you do for small business. Thank you for being here, and we'll see you next time.
Great, Jim. It's always a pleasure to talk with you and your listeners.
Steve Martin, folks, he is the best, I promise you. Quick break. Right back with the Small Business Person of the Year, Sean Boyer. His company is called snagajob.com, and later on in the hour, a little surprise. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.